hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio.
Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Friday, 16th of November, folks, 2007. And to conclude Watson's piece here, this is a callous reminder of the administration has been the progenitor of the most heinous and deliberate campaign to mislead and lie to its own people. This is the same administration that deliberately included the Niger Yellowcake fraud and a State of the Union speech to sell a war, knowing that information was completely bogus. How dare they threaten us with the very defining characteristics of their black legacy and equate us with terrorists? This is a direct assault on the alternative media and its continuation of the Twilight Zone rhetoric that saw the administration attempt to link its critics with fascists and Hitler appeasers. The only fascists that should really concern us are not imaginary blog fascists or Islamo-fascists, but the neo-fascist slugs that occupy the White House and their cheerleading syncopats in the mainstream media and Congress. This is by no means the first time political enemies of the state have been smeared as terrorist sympathizers. Alex did his 2001 documentary film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, featured footage from the FEMA, which I played for you. I played you that clip last hour. The FEMA symposium given to firefighters and other emergency personnel in Kansas City, in which it was stated that the founding fathers, Christians, and homeschoolers were terrorists and should be treated with the utmost suspicion and brutally in times of national emergency. We have highlighted previous training manuals issued by state and federal government bodies which identify whose swaths of the population as potential terrorists. Texas Department of Public Safety criminal law enforcement pamphlet gives the public characteristics to identify terrorists and include buying baby formula, beer, wearing Levi jeans, carrying identifying documents like a driver's license, and traveling with women or children. A Virginia training manual used to help state employees recognize terrorists lists anti-government and property rights activists as terrorists and includes binoculars, video cameras, pads and notebooks, and a compendium of terrorist tools. The Phoenix FBI manual that was disseminated amongst federal employees at the end of the Clinton term caused waves on the Internet after it was revealed that potential terrorists included defenders of the U.S. Constitution against federal government and the United Nations, and individuals make numerous references to the U.S. Constitutions. Lawyers everywhere cowered in fear at being shipped off to Gitmo. In May, we broke the exclusive of the National FEMA program, which is training pastors and other religious representatives to become secret police enforcers who teach their congregations to obey the government in preparation for a declaration of martial law, property and firearm seizures, and forced relocation. That's your America today, folks. And these clowns that are getting paid big bucks and protected, in my terms, and my, I guess it's, it must be a very short dictionary here. The entries must be lacking something. But I read my dictionary, and I see these people as misinformation terrorists. And they dare not talk about the Constitution. They dare not talk about Ron Paul and what he wants to accomplish as President of the United States. I'm not saying that Ron Paul is going to be the panacea, but it's a doggone good start. We'll take the break here and we'll take your calls today, folks. I'm telling you, if this hasn't not any of this hasn't knocked you off your spot, and you're not upset about this, well, then you're willing to take anything, and you'll probably take it laying down, because of that foot that somebody's going to have on your neck once you decide, if you're still breathing, that you want to get up. You ain't going to be able to, because these clowns would have seized power and declared their martial law in this country. Now you understand why I went after Dr. Corsi the way I did on Wednesday's program. You're coming at me with a false premise. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Myself, there we go. Okay. Fred in Philadelphia, you're up first.
Greetings, John.
Hi.
I think the Congress has to be given an ultimatum. I mean, the citizens basically have to call their congressman or senator and tell them that that Senate bill is anti-free speech, unconstitutional, and we're just going to basically kick them out of office if they take any action to pass it. I mean, this is a line that really can't be crossed.
Well, they have been doing it. They've crossed the line so many times, and see, this is where the problem lies. That the American people have been reacquainting themselves with a form of government that was instituted among men. And this is what they're afraid of, because we're not making anything up. We're not coming up with any grand conspiracy theories. All we have to do is read the rule book. The same one that they swore to protect and defend. We're using the same rule book, but somehow they're reading this thing and they're coming up with different conclusions.
It's like they're using the Patriot Act as a substitute for the Constitution.
Well, and what did the founders say about changing anything for light and transient reasons? Now, one might argue, uneducated and unfamiliar with our form of government and its duties and responsibilities, one might argue with, well, you know, to fight terrorists, you know, that's part of the promoting the general welfare and protection of the United States. They're well within their limits. And after all, such a big boogeyman that we've got, Fred, that a bunch of guys hanging out in caves can mastermind and destroy this country. Where all I'm doing is sitting back and watching a very interesting mix of neocons, fascists, communists, socialists, a team of lawyers subjugating the people of this country and driving us to the poorhouse, and then on the way to all of this, taking our freedoms from us and telling us it's for our own damn good.
Well, the reason you have free speech is because you want to make decisions that are sound. You want to make laws that are sound. You don't want one man to rule, a king or a dictator, which we're going in that direction. And we have a right to keep this Constitution going.
Well, Fred, and until such time, I apologize, I called you Jim. He's the next caller. Fred, and I understand that, but answer me this.
But the listeners to Sean Hannity are basically in such a grip of fear that they feel that they have to substitute something for the Constitution.
Well, and what disturbs me even more, that Jerry Corsi came on this very program, and he said he was opening up the dialogue, but it sure sounded to me like he was being the Steppenfetchin for U.S. Northcom, that we've been given two choices here. And one is it's all run by the military, and no civilian oversight, or the program is not put in civilian hands, and the feds standing right behind them. Or, you know, I'm given this false choice that, well, either we're going to have it militarily, or we'll have it militarily, supposedly within civilian control. And how easy would it then be for the Fed to say, you know what, you civilians are all screwed up, you're not doing it right, we're taking it over. They had to throw out Posse Comitatus first, Fred. They've been dismantling this Constitution all along the way. And what I'm given here, and I hope Jerry, I honest to God do, I hope he rethinks his position on this deal. Because it's the classic Hegelian dialectic that they started the problem, they're demonstrating the boogeyman and how he might get us, and then, well, here's the solution that we've come up with. You know, it's really not that great, but it's the best that we have right now, and that's how we're going to deal with it.
Well, Northcom is a reality, and in World War II, you had the Canadian-U.S. Permanent Defense Board. You have institutions that have not gone away. That does not happen where you have power that is simply, on a global basis. It doesn't go back to the countries once they've given up that sovereignty. So, Northcom is a reality, and I find that even among the Patriot people, a lot of people don't believe that there's something like Northcom or like a world analogy for that. And the other thing is, I went to the Ron Paul rally and speech in Independence Mall.
Oh, you mean the site that's been turned over to the United Nations as a heritage site? That one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I noticed, I hope those photographers were all working for the good guys, because those telephoto lenses are awfully long, and some people almost had their heads taken off by them, the way they swing those things around. But they got awfully close, and I must be on a number of Homeland Security databases. So I had a good time. I wish these contact people that I talked to that day would get back in touch with me if anyone's listening. Central PA and suburbs of PA, and simply another thing that's going on, John, they're getting rid. I know this is a little bit off the topic, but it really is a good thing to talk about and warn people. The catalogs in the public libraries are being gutted.
They've been doing that, Fred. They've been doing that for years.
And you can't even do a subject search.
Let me tell you something. Before they legitimized, the FBI legitimized themselves by going in and data mining at public libraries. These people have been doing that for years, decades. And this is not known by the American people, but the FBI has been bending the rules for a number of years. All they've done is legitimized and codified what they have already been doing. So how, therefore, can they be operating illegally?
Illegal searches. But I'm also bringing up the fact that the catalogs, you know, when you use the computer at the library to look up a book or a subject, you can't look up a subject a lot of times now. You can only look up, if you have that precise information, you can look up a book they have, but you can't click on the subject that that book represents. So it's like Julian, it's like you're Julianning the world of information, and you can't cross reference.
What you're describing is the film version of Fahrenheit 451.
Right.
Back then they didn't have computers when they made. Well, yes, they did have computers, but they didn't have internet and home-based computers, PCs. But basically, Fahrenheit 451. Fast forward to 2007, the internet is now that library. And they don't care. They're going to shut it down. They're going to do whatever they have to do. I mean, I find all of this absolutely incredible.
I know.
Fred, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Jim in Arizona. Hello, Jim. Jim, you're with us.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, John. How are you?
A little steamed on this Friday.
Yeah, I noticed that. Well, you're doing a good job anyway. Hey, just a little bit of word on that guy that called earlier about giving a shot at Mike Herzog.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's broadcasting out of Mexico right now.
So. Yeah, I know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I think that's what he was referring to, is that, you know, you were kind of taking a pot shot at him, which I didn't believe that you were, but that's probably where he was coming from.
No.
Anyway, sounds like he's at a pretty nice little spot up there.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him about specifically what he's doing. He wouldn't even tell me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he wouldn't even tell me, so I don't know. I'll have to get it from
the
horse's
mouth. Well, that might have been a good thing, though.
Well, yeah, whatever. Jim, what else is on your mind?
Well, I just saying, you know, I've got some things going here. Actually, I'm one of the organizers for the Ron Paul meetup here in my group, and I'm always, you know, trying to be active and doing things here to set a republic straight, but you know, from what Michael was saying today and what's going on in that neck of the woods down there in Mexico, it's pretty enticing. You know, it really is, because, you know, the things that are going on here and all the brain-dead Americans that I run across on a daily basis, it's pretty upsetting, you know, and it makes me think about it, you know. I mean, I don't want to give up on my country, but damn it, you know, it's like, God, you just cannot reach people around here.
What if... You know, I mean, I wasn't alive back in 1775, 1776.
Mm-hmm.
I can only go by the history and what was written about it. And what if the founding fathers, and I'm not joking when I ask this question, Jim, what if the founding fathers said, you know what, you know, this king's a little repressive, but you know, rather than going against the king and setting up a country, and making a set of rules, a set of laws that shall be inviolate. What if we just pack ourselves up and go to Bermuda? Or maybe make a deal with the king. You know, I've had many, many people that have contacted me over the years, and a lot of people that listen to this program have moved out of this country and are now down in Venezuela.
Right.
Or in other foreign countries, because it was getting so bad here, they just had to move out. And when I hear this, it just makes my blood boil.
Yeah.
Because to turn your back on the country when they need you the most, and you for to bail out for economics or personal reasons, or, you know, you just can't stand the heat in the kitchen, so you got to jump out the back door. Right. My take on that is... Okay, view what's going on in America from afar. And we're going to struggle to get this back, if we can get it back. But when we do, don't bother checking back in. Stay wherever you're at.
Right.
Because you you turned your back on the country when it needed you the most.
Uh-huh.
You packed up and you took off.
Uh-huh.
Hang on a second. We got a break here. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
How did that one radio host put it? The one that was in on the conspiracy there with Nixon. We had to take a time out for crass commercialism. Jim in Arizona, what else is on your mind there?
Oh, I just I'd like to play the devil's advocate just for a second.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to restoring America and all of that, I don't have a problem with that. I think it's great. Actually. I envision, I guess you might call me the ultimate optimist, but I think at some point in our future, you know, when somebody walks up to you and asks you, hey, dude, where are you from? You're going to say, well, I'm from Earth. You know, we're all brothers and sisters on this planet. And at some point in time, you know, we're all going to have to realize that and get along. And that's my, you know, my ultimate vision of the planet is to get to that spot. And I think that it will happen. What's going on in America right now today is just, you know, it's the start. Well, it's been going on for a long time, but it's the start of that. And we have to keep ourselves free and independent and hopefully help other folks on the planet do just that.
Well, and I'm in complete agreement with you. We used to demonstrate to the entire planet what this country was about.
Mm-hmm.
We used to do that. Now the only thing that we're promoting now is, how should we say, a foreign policy now, at the point of a gun, on false premises.
Right.
And we don't give a damn how many people we kill in our quest to turn your country into a democracy.
Well, but that's the government's line. That's not your line, and that's not my line. You know, hopefully, you know, like you were saying, through the Internet and different alternative media sources, that they realize that most of the people, or a lot of the people, in, at least in this country, don't feel that way, you know.
Let me go back to the, and I thank you for your call, Jim. Appreciate it very much.
Sure.
Let me go back to the Rothschild formula. Let's boil this down. Let's boil this down here to its base elements. Here's the Rothschild formula. And this is what we've been practicing in this country for years and years and years and years. First up, war is the ultimate discipline to any government. If it can successfully meet the challenge of war, it will survive. If it cannot, it will perish. All else is secondary. The sanctity of its laws, the prosperity of its citizens, and the solvency of the treasury will be quickly sanctified by any government in its primal act of self-survival. Second, on their formula. All that is necessary, therefore, to ensure that a government will maintain or expand its debt is to involve it in war or the threat of war. The greater the threat and the more destructive the war, the greater the need for the debt. Third in their formula. To involve a country in war or the threat of war, it will be necessary for it to have enemies with credible military might. If such enemies already exist, all the better. If they exist but lack military strength, it will be necessary to provide them money to build their war machine. If an enemy does not exist at all, then it will be necessary to create one by financing the rise of a hostile regime. Four on their list. The ultimate obstacle is a government which declines to finance wars through debt. Although this seldom happens, when it does, it will be necessary to encourage internal political opposition, insurrection, or revolution to replace that government with one that is more compliant to our will. The assassination of heads of state could play an important role in this process. Number five, no nation can be allowed to remain militarily stronger than its adversaries, for that could lead to peace and a reduction of debt. To accomplish this balance of power, it may be necessary to finance both sides of the conflict, unless one of the combatants is hostile to our interest and therefore must be destroyed. Neither side should be allowed a decisive victory or defeat, while we must always proclaim the virtues of peace. The unspoken objective is perpetual war. What did we do in Korea? Did we win in Korea? No. We set up a demilitarized zone. What did we do in Vietnam? Well, we had 58,000 Americans lose their lives. The domino effect that they always talked about did in fact happen. The Khmer Rouge, how many millions did they kill? And now we're trading with Vietnam. Well, they're good buds and pals because we're sharing the money. What are we doing in Iraq right now? What are we doing in Afghanistan? Are we winning anything over there? No, we're not. We're busting that country up into three different factions, is what we have done. What happened in World War I and World War I Part II? That was their game plan to bring around the United Nations. It didn't work the first time, but in 1947, hence the United Nations, given by whom? Oh, a Rockefeller, to start the United Nations in this country. Folks, it has been a grand conspiracy, but it is not a theory. These are the very same people that have been running this country since around 1913. The very people, without firing a shot, that have walked in the front door of this country, opened up their checkbook, and said, "Here you go, guys. Have at it." We'll continue with your calls, 800-313-9443. What does Ron Paul want to do also? He wants to get us out of the United Nations and get this United Nations the heck out of this country. Get rid of the international banksters and their IRS scheme.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
By the way, going back to what I mentioned here about the Joint Terrorism Task Force, that program was created presumably to help the and preserve the American way of life. That flyer was created by the feds to disseminate information about who the bad guys might be. However, its wording made it look like a disinformation campaign to paint at least a few groups of real Americans as domestic terrorists. Among other things, the FBI was asking people, if you encounter any of the following, call the Joint Terrorism Task Force: defenders of the U.S. Constitution against federal government and the United Nations. Well, that describes many civil liberties groups and most gun rights and American sovereignty groups in existence, and by extension, their members. Groups of individuals engaging in paramilitary training, such as maybe perhaps shooting your semi-automatic assault weapon with some friends out in the desert. Also being sought are common law movement proponents who request authority for a stop. Is that illegal now that you ask a cop, hey, why are you stopping me? Make numerous references to the United States Constitution. Is that illegal now? Attempt to police the police. Is that also illegal? And let's not forget other potential domestic terrorists being sought. Really need to watch out for these people. Lone individuals. Do you meet that description? Rebels. Know any gun rights activist who doesn't have the least touch of rebel pumping through the old bloodstream? Now, be sure and notice the following two things on the flyer as well. And I'm reading this, so you can't see it. Radio is television without pictures. You have to use your mind. There is not one mention of Islamic fundamentalists anywhere. Defenders of the U.S. Constitution and common law from which it grew are being classified on the same level as bottom-feeding skinheads, Nazis, and the KKK. The flyer is a trifold, so you have to turn your head sideways to read one of the sections. Now, on the far right, on the front page, is the actual front of the trifold flyer. The far left side is the back page. The part that mentions the defenders of the U.S. Constitution is in the inside flap, the first thing you see when you open up the flyer. Now, according to Terry Chapman of the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office, whose name is on the flyer as the MCSO contact, the FBI created the flyer and printed the MCSO and attorney's office before the text was approved. He says it was created as a full-color brochure to hand out to officers, not the general public, and that as soon as he saw it, he urged them not to use it, knowing that it had some problems. Chapman said the flyer really never got off the ground, but it did manage to make its way out, and maybe it's right that it did. Now, he genuinely didn't like that piece of garbage, and he showed true concern about the issues and the flyer also. He said, "We're not happy with it. It was formulated, I think, for legitimate purposes, but it fell on a stony ground because the way it was worded, the unfortunate profiles that were put in these outraged a number of people who received it." But that didn't stop the FBI Terrorism Joint Task Force 10 years ago from creating this, did it? That was the mindset under then-Attorney Janet Reno in the Clinton administration. Now, according to Chapman, the FBI approached the sheriff's office saying they wanted to put out a flyer to help local law enforcement raise officer awareness about who to watch out for. They asked for a local contact name and a number for use as a flyer they wanted to produce, and because Terry Chapman heads up the MCSO intelligence, he was a likely candidate. Let's go back to the phones here. Don in Ohio. Hello, Don.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I share your anger and disgust.
I'll tell you what, if people aren't angry and disgusted right now, I don't know.
You may be a neocon. You were playing the piece from O'Reilly's broadcast,
yes.
And what went through my mind was the Protocols of Zion. I don't know if you've read that, if you're familiar with it.
Yeah, I may be a terrorist. I read that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's something worth posting on the site, or at least putting up a link to Daryl Bradford Smith's website. He's got an English translation, which is pretty accurate.
All right. Has the aforementioned stopped trashing me in this network? I may do it if he has.
Oh, no, he has not
okay.
trashed you. Let's put it that way.
Oh, you don't go back very far.
That I'm not recently, okay?
Okay, all right.
And this is pretty a pretty recent posting, and he is also, supporting the Patriot movement and us, mm-hmm. Waking up, coming together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know the history of this guy. He used to be on this network.
Yeah.
At any rate, Don, anything
I'm
else?
I'm aware of that. So.
Yeah. Anything else, Don?
Well, I just wanted to point out that basically what we're witnessing going on is that protocol being carried out from top to bottom. And that it would behoove anyone that really wants to understand what's going on. It's a roadmap for what we're experiencing right now.
All right. I thank you for your call, sir.
All right.
All right. Steve Bye. In Ohio. You're up next, Steve. Hello, Steve.
I've sort of been keeping track of these same people you mentioned, O'Reilly and Limbaugh and Hannity and Beck. And, these lunatics, they thrive on causing division among the American people. That's how they get their power. And I really think what's happening here is, a true patriot has like a burning desire for freedom deep down inside of them. And they're scared to death of that. They don't know how the American people's going to react when they come to take our freedom away for good, And I think they're really scared of that. They're nervous of that. And, we've seen the same thing right before Bush got appointed. And, you know, it's just happening all over again. They're just trying to get everybody fighting and arguing. And, you know, I watch these people every night, and I get upset and mad. And so I'm with you on that, John.
Yeah. Bill Clinton, as much as 8 years of torture that we had to go through with this character, then we have 7 years of George Bush. I don't know how much more this country can take. And here's the irony to this, that a supposed Bible-believing Christian president could out-Trump the communist Clinton. I mean, that still fascinates me.
Well, yeah, I think they're all in it together.
Well, they certainly are all in it together.
You know what scared me? The very first time I got frightened, is when I heard President Bush Sr. start announcing the New World Order. That scared me. And ever since then, no matter what president we've had, I've been real concerned about this.
And King George II, his son, is actually the one that's fomenting and putting the program into place through the North American Union.
Oh, yeah, you can just see the plan, can't you?
Oh, and it's not a conspiracy theory. It's as bright as the morning sunshine is. And this man, Dennis Kucinich, keeps asking for the impeachment of Cheney and Bush. I want to do it on the grounds of treason, because Dennis Kucinich is a big UN fan.
Oh, yeah.
And if he doesn't understand what the UN, the eventual end game scenario for the United Nations is, then Dennis Kucinich is either stupid, which I don't think that this man is. He's been schooled. He's been told what the program is. And he's out there right now. Now, he's touched a lot of people by suggesting that Bush and Cheney be ousted from office, but not for the reasons he states.
Oh,
Bush and Cheney should be evicted. They should be tried for treason and thrown into jail so far that they need to pump sunshine and air into them. Because if this North American Union isn't treason against the American people and its founding documents, I don't know what is.
I'll tell you what really angered me more than back was, hearing the tape that you played where our own government officials saying that our Washington and Jefferson was a terrorist. That just angers me so bad.
Why do you think I've been saying all this time, you know, one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter?
Jeez, I'll tell you, this government official should be brought up on treason charges, you know.
And if you notice the complaints here about, the de jure government, the common law government of which this Constitution was based on, that if you're not a proponent of the de facto government, you're not with us, you're against us. They have set up a system, and they're scared to death of the American people waking up and demanding that somebody like Ron Paul be the president of this country. And better still, that we have people in the United States Senate and the United States Congress that understand and have actually read the Constitution, and when they put up their right hand for swearing of affirmation to the aforementioned, that is not just a little ceremonial thing that you have to go through. You're affirming in front of God and all his people that you're going to protect and defend, not kind of sort of pay attention and then disregard it when it goes against your agenda. That these people do not have the cojuntas to change that Constitution, which they will never try to do in open daylight. They have been subverting it all the while. Now do you understand, Don, why they keep calling this country a democracy? Because that's exactly what they have turned it into.
Yeah. The last thing I have to say, John, is it's sort of almost laughable to hear Bill O'Reilly call somebody else a Nazi.
I would love to get on this little character show. I would eat his lunch.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, he never will. He never will. Sean Hannity won't touch me. I talked to his counterpart in New York a couple of years ago. And I told him, I said, why don't you put me on the show? Well, what would you want to talk about? I said, anything you want to talk about. Well, I don't know. You don't have to contact Fox News. Yeah, fat chance.
They probably do a lot of screening.
By the way, I wanted to remind people, a caller had called in. I almost said Bluff Witzer. Wolf Blitzer is doing a story right now on CNN about the NorFed deal. Okay, and how evil these people were, going out and printing their own money. Yeah, and again, what are we talking about here? We're talking about script that's backed by real gold and silver. something that the government hasn't done for almost 100 years in this country, and literally handed the internationalists our country on a silver platter. It's taken this long to destroy. Amazing. Don, thank you for your call.
John?
Yeah.
One more thing. Do you see how this H.R. 1955, how this asserted effort now of all these neocons coming out calling all of us patriots terrorists, do you see how them are lining up now?
Either you're with us or you're against us.
Yeah,
sure. We're on the wrong team, my friend.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate your call. Yeah. Gosh, I just, you know, sometimes, folks, I do a radio program and I sit down to do it, and I just cannot believe the state that we're in. And when I sit back and consider it and its ramifications and the dissolution of this country, when I really take time to think about it, I get enraged. I am angry. But am I going to commit violence upon somebody? No, that's exactly what they would want you to do. We don't have to commit any violence, because you know what? We don't have to, because we have our Constitution. We are in the right. They have set up a government that has abandoned and sold this country down the river. Steve in Ohio, you're up next. Hello, Steve. I'm sorry. Vince, I have Steve on my... I'm going to go by what I got on the board here.
No, this is Vince.
Okay, go ahead, Vince.
Okay, you were just talking about real money being backed by gold. And I was just wondering if you heard that the American Liberty Dollar was raided by the FBI and Secret Service.
Yes, I know. And I just said that story is on CNN right now with Wolf Blitzer doing it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. They went in there and seized all of their gold bullion. They took all of their silver certificates. They mm-hmm. took all their silver bullion. They took all their computers.
Mm-hmm.
They left with 2 tons of copper bullion, Ron Paul
silver dollars.
Rounds.
Yep.
Yeah, and I mean, they even raided a facility out in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, that's not even related to the American Liberty Dollar, who did all their coining for them. And they went in there and raided them, too, and seized all their computers and records.
Yep.
This is like the Gestapo or something.
And what did they do when they started this? And I was in on the initial planning stage with Van Nothaus,
yeah,
is his name, out of Evansville, Indiana. I knew this was coming even before the American public was aware of it.
Well, he's suing the Mint right now. He started the lawsuit back in the summer because the Mint was saying, your bullion looks too much like ours. Well, for one thing, they have a $20 silver base that can't compete against minted bullion to begin with. But their certificates trade and convert dollar for dollar with the reserve note. And so it does make it a an easy conversion to make. But, I mean, they've always been marginally successful.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, to push him around, I think really what they're trying to do is get him to drop the suit and, get him to into a situation where, you know, he's going to plead, the way they want him to.
Well, and if you go back into the archives, go to republicbroadcasting.org, go into the National Intel Archives, and I think it was the first or second month after we opened up this network.
Okay.
And I have Van Nothaus on the program talking about the NorFed dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Vince.
Yeah.
I appreciate your call.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Glenn in Montana. We're starting to run out of time,
John,
here. Hello, Glenn.
Hey, John. 2 points I'd like to put up, and I'll get off the line. Number one, 14 years U.S. Army. What did I get the show for it? I got my CIB, I got my combat patch, and I got my pension that barely keeps a roof over my head.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I point out to other people that joining the military is a scam, now I got snitches, my house is bugged, I go visit friends across the Canadian border, I got SUVs with U.S. government tags following me around. Second point, now, who's going to bat for America and who are you going to bat for? Who was America when the revolution happened? How does this point manifest itself? My wife thanks me every day for everything I do for her, to protect her for everything I do. How many people around you, American men, thank you for what you do? Who are you going to bat for? How has this manifested itself again? who were we at the time of the revolution? Who are we now? You save this country, the people that got you in the hole are going to get you right back in the hole again. Open your eyes. Wake up, American men. Find out what's going on around you. I'm going to leave the country, and I'm going to do it with a smile. You put Ron Paul in office, which I'm going to help do. I'll come back and go to bat for you, America. Till then, America, you go to bat for yourself. You show me that the sacrifices I made were worth it. Bye.
Thank you, Vince. I appreciate your call. Glenn in Montana. Was that Glenn? That was Glenn. Okay, Michael in New York. Hello, Michael.
Hey, John, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
John, I tell you, boy, I wish more people would start to air that FEMA recording where they're accusing, telling us George Washington and our founding fathers are terrorists. I mean, the communists are exposing themselves for what they really are. And those guys, if I was in that group, I would have went down and slugged that guy right in the face. I would have called the cops in and had him arrested on the spot for being a terrorist, clearly a terrorist. You know,
it's an officially sanctioned. And see, this is what the danger is with having the Fed wrapped up with our police. Now, this is not the only educational program that they have embarked on. This is just one that they were caught at.
That's right.
Yeah. Hang on a second, Michael and Wayne. Don't go anywhere. We'll take your call as well to wrap up this Friday's edition of the National Intel Report.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we're back. Final few minutes of the National Intel Report on this Friday. And right after we hang up the old microphone here. We're on our way up to Dallas, and I'm going to go shake hands with people around this network that I've never even met face-to-face. So, Michael in New York. Sir, if you would. Michael, you there? Where's Michael? Hold on. Michael, you there?
No.
Sorry.
John, can you hear me?
Yes, I can now.
John, with respect to Glenn Beck, that guy is so out to lunch thinking he's a conservative, not realizing that it's a real, true conservative movement that's occurring here backing Ron Paul, and that we are aware of the domestic enemy present within our country, and that we are out to rout them out. And that guy and O'Reilly and all those other guys, they better come up to speed quick or otherwise be labeled as traitors like the rest of them.
I've just simply asked for Glenn Beck to be canned. Simple as that,
yep.
Because he was up there, and I said, you know, I simply relayed in my commentary to CNN, does this man understand the Constitution and the First Amendment that he's using while he's on the airwaves?
Clearly not.
I mean, when you...
He doesn't seem to be familiar with that document at all. In fact, he doesn't seem to understand how our current president denounced that as a GD piece of paper.
That's right. That's right. See, none of this stuff...
Who's the real conservative?
Now, none of this stuff ever reaches the airwaves. And if it did, and if a full explanation as to the neocons, their agenda, George Bush and his bunch of cronies, who they're serving, who their real masters are, George Bush, if the mainstream medias were honest, George Bush would not be in office today.
Absolutely.
And neither would the front-running communists for the Democrats for 2008. This scares the living snot out of me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, thanks for your call, Mike.
Thank you, John.
Appreciate it. Wayne in Texas.
Texas.
Hello, Wayne.
John?
Yes.
Oh, hi. Are you coming up for that Freedom Conference?
Yep.
North Dallas?
As I said, I'm hanging up the microphone here in about 3.5 minutes and putting the key in the ignition, and I'm gone.
Great. That's good. Hope to see you there then. Hey, the reason I called is feel like Glenn Beck, Rush, and Hannity are being used as useful idiots for the elite that control the country. And they know they've screwed us on the gas prices, jobs, the lead-tainted toys from China, illegal aliens and all that, so they know the backlash and the explosion is coming, and I really feel through these knuckleheads, they're launching almost a preemptive strike against all the opposition, kind of demonizing everybody
mm-hmm.
who is really understanding what's going on. But I think the bigger picture is, what is all this preemptive strike telling us? Could it be that we're in the home stretch of the planned economic collapse they want, that the credit markets will completely dry up, causing the collapse, and then they now know they have enough illegals spaced around the country to cause riots that
well,
will cause the martial law?
I'm sure. I mean, if you ask any beat cop out in L.A., what should have been done about the gangs? They're mostly comprised now of illegals out roaming the streets with guns and knives. How they would have handled that, it would have been a heck of a lot different. You see, they weren't allowed to get a hold of these guys, throw them in jail, check their passports, which they didn't have, or check their identification, which they couldn't produce. And they would immediately have been found to be illegal aliens and then promptly put back across the border. But, of course, Wayne, we have no way, once we ship them back over there, to keep them there, do we?
Not with his government.
That's exactly right. And not with George Bush's agenda, that's for sure. Wayne, thanks for your call.
Thanks, John.
Appreciate it very much. All right, folks, that'll do it for us today. Another edition of the National Intel Report. We'll be back here live Monday. We'll see you then. With